Tuesday night, or Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or Rosh Shvat. So two nights ago we started learning. If you find something, so now there's three types of areas that could be found in. If it's found in a very safe, protected place, that you see it's in a safe, protected place because it's not in danger of someone walking off with it. It obviously was put there, hidden there, put there. By the owner, so you shouldn't take it. It's not an aveda. It's derech hinuach. It's safe where it is, so it's not considered an aveda by any rules of the definition of aveda. Okay, so just leave it there. Don't take it. It's not an aveda. If you find it in an unsafe place, in an open place, in an unprotected place, so even if it's derech hinuach, but it's an aveda because it's not in a safe place. So that's also called Hashavas Aveda. We assume the owner put it there and forgot about it because it's not safe where it is. It's obviously not safe. Let's say you find a book in a public, in a tachana of the bus. So it's public, it's open to the public. No one leaves a book on a bench by a tachana. So he forgot about it. So that's an Aveda. So you take it, and you follow the rules, with a siman, without a siman, whatever you have to do. And the third category is if you found it in a semi-safe place. It's not really totally secure, but it's not totally unprotected. So it's not clear if it's an Aveda or not. It's not clear. So, again, even if you put it there, it's a very chinuach, but maybe it's not really that safe, so maybe you are... You should like, take it and attempt to give it back. So the din is, if it has a siman, you should take it, because then you have a way of getting it back to him. And if it doesn't have a siman, then the best thing to do is to leave it there. Because maybe he'll come back for it, if he remembers. But, so again, if it's a totally unprotected place, and it's mamish and aveda, you can pick it up. And if there's no siman, dinim, yish, you can keep it. But if it's a semi-protected place, and if there's no siman, then you should just leave it there. And if there is a siman, you should take it, and hopefully you'll be able to give it back to the owner. Okay, we're in Chavis HaLodos now. We're in Shari Yichud HaMaisa. We're doing Karakei, different pituyim of the Yitzhak Hara. And we're up to he has two different categories of pituyim, and we're in the second category where he tries to mess up your shmiras Torah mitzvahs, not attacking ikri amunu, which was the first category, and we're up to the second one because he keeps throwing different pituyim at you because that's the nature of the Yetzer Hara. That was the beginning of Perakei, if you remember, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't get tired and he keeps on attacking with a different plan, with a different ploy, with a different cheshbon, with a different type of argument. And, it's a mulchama. So, chashe yisya'i shayyotzer. So the first pitui in this second category was to find favor in the eyes of people. And how important that is, and how you see it's from Chazal. And then he described how to counter that argument. When the Yetzer finally gives up, he says it's not working. To be mafata you to base your actions, limtzachein ve'enei b'nei hodom. So yishtadel lefatoscha, he will try to be mafata you, to entice you, to do your mitzvahs and to live your life, mitzad avos hashevach, v'hashem tov b'olam hazeh. Not exactly to find favor in the eyes of people, that people should be mechabed you, and people should give you the cover that you deserve, and kesa shem tov al kabehen, you want to have a shem tov in the eyes of people, not necessarily to find favor in their eyes, but that people should give you the cover you deserve, because you're an Eved Hashem. The Yoy Malach, and this will be his argument, Sumeach ani al avodoscha lelukim, in bitchona hatova love. That's why you're not going to do things to find favor in the eyes of people, because You have bitachon. Nobody can do anything to you. No one can help you. Everything's Hashem. Vashavoscha kolin yanecha. I love you. Mamish, put everything under Hashem's guidance. Vishefinisa lipcha. You have turned away your heart. Mitoelas habruim mibalade habore. Thinking that any bria can do toelas for you besides Hashem. Vatohu habotech velokim bembesu b'leiv shalem. You really have to get the word out there that you are such an amazing person. What are you hiding for? There's not no mitzvah to hide. The people have to learn from you. And you have to make it obvious that you're such a good person. I'm saying it in a way that you're going to laugh, but this is Ein Roi Shatastim Ibn Adam. It's not appropriate to hide from people Masha'ata Olov Min HaChasidus, what you work on. And you know, Avol Hanochon Lecha, Kibin Shemashalta Ba'atzmecha, you have self-control. Let them know about it. Let them see how you're an Oved. He knows Nach. Maybe you got to catch up to the Torah and learn Nach. Torah knows Nach. Nasati lehem v'beisi v'chomosa yod v'shem tov mibonim v'bibonos. So that's, you're supposed to have a Shem Tov, Kes a Shem Tov. You don't want people to think of you as not a good person. Maybe he'll throw in Shiduchim for your children. Who knows? Chavid Lovitz didn't have that problem for some reason. But nowadays, that's the primary worry. Ooh, that's such a great argument. You have to show people how you live because they have to learn from you. You have to become a role model. And the Mele, you start doing things, very clever, the Yitzhara, you start doing things so that people should see what you're doing and should give you cover, and he calls it Shem Tov, and he calls it being a role model, with the Niskar Aleihem, and then you'll get Tzchar for what they do, because they're copying you. It's amazing. Alken Al Tastim Yima Asecha, don't hide what you do. But you can't show. But V'yelecha B'zeh Kavod, Hashem tov olam hazeh, v'gmul hatov olam haba. That is the Yetzirah talking, and I'll give you 24 hours to enjoy yourselves. We'll learn the answer tomorrow night.